when you see people out there on the road wearing different kind of clothes, trying to get people to do money and all of this, and ask yourself, do you want to do that when you grow up? I'm submitting to you that whenever we go against what God teaches us, a lot of times the decisions that we make, the consequences are not what we want. It's not. If you do like you're supposed to do and you follow God, there's no way you can make me believe God wants you to sit up in school and be stupid and ignorant and not be able to compete in this real world. I don't believe it. I don't believe he wants you to be one of everybody, but I do believe he wants you to be able to read. I believe he wants you to be able to handle your business. I do believe that he wants you to be able to take care of your children. I don't believe he wants you to stand up on the side of the corner grabbing your crotch or in there sliding down on the pole of Magic City. I don't believe it. Say it, Tim. Read some more, Tree.
And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that he spake of them.
You know, that's real sad. You know it. It took a while for them to realize he was talking about them. I think the fair thing, you know, because most of the time when I'm around people, like, you talking about me. You know what I'm saying? Most of the time when you talking about people, a lot of times, if it's something like what you confront them and what they say, are you talking about me? They just look like they just not getting it. Read on.
But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude because they took him for a prophet.
Even then, they still did not recognize him as being the one that God sent. He just stood right there and judged them, and they wanted to get him. They wanted to break him down. And it wasn't because they were scared of him that they did. They were afraid of the multitude that if we do something to them, the multitude fear that he's a prophet and we're scared. So what did we just cover? We just covered a confrontation with Jesus as a deal with them as a shrewd judge. They confronted him demanding, what kind of authority do you have? They came up in his face. He got back in their face. He gave them an illustration. The illustration was, you just like two wicked sons. Are you like two sons, one wicked and changes his mind, and the other one think he's good, but he's not because he don't do what he's told. And when you don't do what you're told, you're wicked. Then he gave the one to the farmer. The farmer had everything he's supposed to have. Didn't he have it in time to produce fruit and didn't? That's what I try to tell people. God will bless you sometime and give you what you need, and you turn your back on him, he'll take it back from you. God took the vineyard back from him. The parable says they're going to give it to somebody else. Don't tell me you come to God and live like you want to. Ain't nothing God can do about it. You must not know the God of the scriptures. But then what does that come down to? It comes down to this. Either we're going to do like God say and give him the fruit that he need and accept the authority that was given from the scripture, or we're going to do our own thing. Either way, the opportunities that we have, the gifts and talents that we have, God knows. And he's going to send for each one of us for fruit. He's going to send to give each one of us a test. He's going to send to give each one of us the opportunity to do what we're supposed to do. He's going to let somebody come and talk to you sometime. Are you going to beat him? Are you going to miserably beat him? And when they bring everybody up here saying, oh, look at that Jesus stuff. Ugh. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? But there's going to come a time in the lives of many people that they're going to be replaced. Whatever it was, the work that was set up for you to do, it's going to be done. Either you can do it or somebody else. But Jesus sits up high, looks down low as the judge of what men do. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for all that it has in it for us. And I'm asking you to let us be the kind of people that will bring forth the kind of fruit that you want in our lives. In the blessed name of your holy child, Jesus. Amen.